Galnet News Update, 11th of December 3307. Professor Tesro and engineer Ramtar have been able to collect enough of Salvation's classified experimental equipment to reverse engineer the technology. But Salvation will be firing at least one of the superweapons before his critics get a chance to reveal how it works. Albert Tesro, who resigned from Aegis in August, believes that Salvation's weapon of mass destruction is not only ethically questionable, but is also angering the Thargoids, who now seem determined to wipe out all human presence from the nebulae they have long inhabited, and which have only within the past few years been colonised by humans. Ramtar, who is an expert in human guardian hybrid technology, will use the material delivered to Felice Dock in the Mean system to work out just what Salvation's super secret weapon actually consists of. Tesro, who continues to believe that the Tri-Superpower Research and Defence Agency Aegis offers the best response to the Thargoid presence in contested areas, then plans to provide this information to the Empire, Federation and Alliance to help inform their military decision-making. All three powers have been considering switching their funding from Aegis to Salvation, although the Pilots Federation continues to warn that Salvation may be engaging in criminal activity. If Salvation's work is legitimate and does nothing that's illegal or unethical, then he has nothing to fear from Ramtar's investigations. However, several days' work will be required before Tar is able to deliver the results of his investigation, and time is not on his side. Salvation's campaign to build three more of his superweapons is going well. He will be able to fire one of the weapons in Delphi, and up to two more in Merope and Maya on Tuesday morning. The test firing in Kornsar in September led to the Thargoids retreating instantly from the system, but it also left dozens of crashed Thargoid ships, suggesting a massacre. There has once before been a massacre of Thargoids, believed to have been in 3151 when Commander John Jameson unwittingly delivered a biological weapon created by the secret anti-Thargoid organisation INRAR, which eliminated the Thargoid threat for 250 years. But when Thargoids eventually returned, they were in larger and more deadly ships than those seen in the 32nd century. Salvation may be the catalyst for a significant and deadly advance in the arms race between humanity and the Thargoids.